Everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Thursday at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Well done, Brandon Bigsby. Very good. I'll let you do the honors on our next guest.
Well, big game tonight in Wilson County as Green Hill takes on Mount Juliet, and it's called the Mayor's Cup, and we are honored to have the mayor of Mount Juliet on the Chasing Big Joe show, Mayor James Manis. Mayor, how are you, and thank you for doing this.
I tell you what, I'm doing great, and I don't know anybody in Mount Juliet who's not excited about the game tonight.
Well, they should be. How's our good friend Justin Beasley doing, who arranged all this? How is he?
Oh, he's doing great. We were just over at Mount Juliet High School for their pep rally, and we're about to go in here to Green Hill High School for their pep rally. So Justin's working hard today.
Is somebody asking, why is that little sixth grader not in school today when they look at Justin?
Oh, no, everybody knows who Justin is around here.
Well done, Mr. Mayor. So this game tonight, Green Hill Mount Juliet, it's in the short, I think, started in 21. It's now turned into this huge rivalry game, which I think is beautiful. What's it like observing this, watching this game grow between these two schools?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. And then as far as Green Hill being a newer school, it's really an opportunity for them to build some traditions. And it's really kind of overtaken both these schools as their primary rival game. We asked them at the press conference on Tuesday, I said, is this bigger than the rivalry? Speaking, you know, primarily to Mount Juliet, is this bigger than your rivalry with Lebanon? And they're like, no, this is the game here. The Mayor's Cup is the game that we have circled on the calendar.
Well, exactly. Mayor Manis from Mount Juliet's with us. Why did you decide to get involved and call this the Mayor's Cup?
Well, you know, this all kind of got started. And to be honest, I was looking at the football schedules out there, and they was, and I don't remember which one of the websites had it listed as the Mayor's Cup. So I contact the city manager, and, you know, we're too, I guess, dumb at the time to realize that that's a common term for in city rivalries. But I contact the city manager, like, I don't have a cup. Am I supposed to have a cup? So, you know what? We took it from that and made it a reality.
Mayor Manis is with us. How much do you expect this rivalry to grow as more time goes by, as these kids – you know, now go through the elementary school, middle school system, knowing probably where they're either going to end up at Mount Juliet or Green Hill, and how that pride is going to grow with them. How do you see that expanding?
Oh, you know, these kids grow up playing youth football together. They know each other well on both sides, and it's just going to continue to grow. You know, like myself, you know, Green Hill here has a, you know, it's been around, been open for about 5 or 6 years now. But I've got two daughters that are graduating from here, and you've got countless numbers of people here in Mount Juliet that are alumni themselves of Mount Juliet High School. And it's just really a pride point for everybody involved in this. And it's big bragging rights. It's going to do nothing but grow, especially as we get more and more alumni coming out of Green Hill.
Are you happy how this has turned out? I know you had the party on Tuesday night with the teams showing up and everything, the big pep rallies today. I just think this has turned into something really special for not just Wilson County, Mr. Mayor, but for high school football and these kids in the community.
You know, this just started out as me not wanting to be the mayor who didn't show up with the cup. He didn't have to what it's become today. And, I mean, it's exciting. This is going to continue to grow in the future. And, I mean, the schools are fully involved in this thing, and the community embraces it. It's a big deal for us here in Mount Juliet. You know, I hear some say this is their Super Bowl, and it's got that kind of feel.
Oh, absolutely it does. Now, what game activities are you doing, like the coin toss? What is your job tonight, Mr. Mayor?
Oh, my job's pretty easy tonight. I'm named as one of the honorary captains, so I'll be joining them out on the field. We'll be doing some talking. I'm going to spend some time, you know, with each of the student sections tonight, and I'm gonna try to get out of there without any injuries. You know, they're a little younger than I am, got a little bit more
right.
energy.
Are you also able to give one overweight radio host out of a speeding ticket?
Mount Juliet's got a form of government here, so I don't I get to stay outside of the day-to-day activities, primarily a legislator.
Oh, that's the greatest answer. Mr. Mayor, it's an honor to have you on. Thank you for this. I hope it's a big crowd. Chase and I love high school football. We love that you're involved in this. We love how this game has turned out tonight between Green Hill and Mount Juliet. And we love you took time to be with us today, Mr. Mayor. So have a great night, and thank you for everything.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on, and it's going to be an exciting night here in Mount Juliet.
Indeed. Mayor James Mattis, Mount Juliet tonight as Green Hill takes on Mount Juliet. He's right. It's evolved into a huge rivalry. Game, you know, it's one of those, throw out the record books. I get all that. But it's true in this case. These teams both want to win.
Well, and what's cool is our good friend Ryan Porath, before he moved to Chicago, was living in Mount Juliet right across from Green Hill High School right as it was opening.
Yeah.
And I passed by it one day, and I was like, is this a college?
Right.
I mean, it is
right.
A beautiful campus, and obviously Mount Juliet as well. And that, I mean, you talk about Nashville growing, that area in Mount Juliet,
huge,
there in Wilson County, has just exploded in the last 20 years.
It is, and it's, you know, it's tough for me because Green Hill coach Josh Crouch, Mount Juliet coach Trey Perry are just dear friends of mine, so I don't pick this game, and I just want to have fun and a good time and see what happens. But I like it when a city comes. That's what high school football is about. That when the city comes together, everybody comes together. It'll be packed at Mount Juliet tonight for the game. Bart Barker, you better got me my pass. If not, I will go on social media and tell people how you didn't give me a pass tonight. So
just blame we'll Beasley.
I blame him for other things.
That's true.
Justin Beasley, so I'll just let him. He'll take a break on this one.
Yeah, okay. We give him a hard enough time. So.
Yes, we do.
He's a good guy.
I know. I got to return his booster seat.
Yeah, he let me borrow some tape, so I appreciate that. But anyway, we got some good high school football games coming up tonight and tomorrow. Kevin in Florida, I think, wanted to weigh in on our football or college football coaches conversation. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Hey, I'm sorry. I wasn't calling about the college coach thing, but I think Joe's right. You know, if they want to pay him, they pay him. But my question was, and I'll hang up, Blue Jays or Dodgers? Y'all have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. There's not a game tonight. It will be tomorrow. You can hear that on 102.5 The Game starting at 6 o'clock. I want this to go 7, but I think the Blue Jays might end it tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It comes down to one thing, America or Canada.
Yeah.
Give me the Dodgers.
Okay.
That's it. Even though most of Toronto's –
I hate the Dodgers. Like, seriously, dude. Like, I mean, this is where my fandom really, really takes it's a hard time. I cannot – stay in the Dodgers.
Okay. I can't wait till Jim Wyatt pounds your face at Titans game on Sunday.
Jim and I've talked about this. He knows he's a Braves fan. I mean, it just, you know.
Okay.
That's how it is.
All right, I got it.
You got it?
I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Okay. I was like, what do you have?
Not much.
Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. It's Chase and Big Joe on this Thursday at the Omni.
Lord!
102.5 The Game.